We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
All right, Joe, so I came across this story here, and I just kind of thought about you. We don't have to spend too much time on it, but Roy Williams, North Carolina, they're having a miserable season, right? You've seen all the stuff that's going on with them. They're like last place in the ACC, all that.
Right.
So Roy said he can't comment on uncommitted recruits, but said he enjoys the recruiting process and watching his future players. I just hope I live long enough to enjoy that.
Wow.
Talking about getting some of his new guys in and actually winning again.
Why do you think of Joe?
I've been telling them all my hours are very special because I'm running out of them. I've been on this kick lately. I don't know why, but you know, like when a guy calls a meeting and it's like this guy called a meeting at noon, and I said, "Listen, man, that's 2 hours. Like I can't wait around. I'm running out of hours, man. I need to get as many quality hours as I possibly can." So that kind of started it, and that's what he wanted me to tell that story.
I gave a quick talk at a retirement or old about the Dolphins, and someone raised their hand. Will the Dolphins win before I die? And I said, take your vitamins, man. Do some exercise.
Right. There's no guarantees at this point. Right.
All right, we go to NFL jersey sales for this next one here, and it looks like Tom Brady might get knocked off his pedestal here that he's been in the top spot since Ezekiel Elliott won it in the 2016 season for top jersey sales. Do you know who would obviously unseat him this year?
Lamar Jackson.
Patrick Mahomes.
Sports writer of the year.
Yeah, baby! Damn, everybody forgot about Lamar real fast.
Yeah, real fast.
Win a friggin' big game in the playoffs, and all of a sudden...
He's the MVP for 16 weeks, and all of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes' face is a football.
By the way, isn't it amazing? A lot more people start watching the games. Mahomes plays out of his mind 2 weeks in a row, and everybody forgets about Lamar Jackson and the unbelievable year he had. You bunch of front runners.
So it's expected if Mahomes wins the Super Bowl that he'll easily surpass Brady for jersey sales this year. Now, an NFLPA official told CNBC the union is hoping retail sales will gross around $1.7 billion with royalty revenue for the 2019 season nearing $100 million.
Wow.
Business is going well.
Yeah, I would say business is pretty good watching these games. And you know when you really get a feel for the NFL? We get deep in these playoffs. The Super Bowl speaks for itself, right? Super Bowl party, Super Bowl entertainment, having it here in your city. I get all that stuff. It's incredible this time of year if you're at an airport and you just get to see people stuffed around TVs to watch games and their reaction, and you're like, wow.
Or you were on a plane, an actual plane, and watching everybody's watching the championship
never,
games.
Never would have gone if I known. I would have never left on a Sunday if I didn't think I could watch every bit of those games. God bless technology, man. Great stuff.
All right, we go to the NBA for this next one here. And did you guys catch the Kemba Walker streak that he had going with LeBron entering last night's game?
No.
He had played LeBron 28 times before their game last night. He had lost all 28 of the meetings. Kind of an unbelievable streak, but the Celtics pounded the Lakers last night, 139-107. So Kemba breaking that streak, but I've never seen a streak of a guy like owning someone that much. 0-28 going into that one.
That's a great one. I wonder what – there must be an all-time streak we could come up with of – somebody who has lost more games than
28 times.
We're going to call that star and superstar. Is that fair? A star versus a superstar, head to head. Listen, Kemba played on a really bad team.
0-28. That's got to be back to the big three and all that, right?
He couldn't wait to get. No matter what he says, he couldn't wait to get out of where he was. Michael Jordan.
Speaking of stars, we have some early MVP odds for the Super Bowl coming up here in Miami. Of course, Patrick Mahomes is the favorite at plus 100. Jimmy Garoppolo, plus 240. Raheem Mostert, if you believe he can do it again, is plus 750. George Kittle, plus 1,700. So you're starting to win some real money here. Travis Kelce, plus 1,800. If you really want to go nuts, you need Damian Williams, plus 2,900.
I don't even think ex-Dolphin fans can take that one, right?
No. No, that would be that's not who I'm thinking of for MVP.
Mahomes, obviously.
Mahomes is going to be, although I think
unless they lose the game.
I think San Fran's going to win
Bosa?
This game.
Where's Nick Bosa?
Nick Bosa is plus 4,100.
See, that would be I'd roll the dice on that one for the money, for the
you
payback.
You think a defensive struggle, Dave?
Well, I'm just saying if he gets a couple, three sacks.
Sacks.
There's a chance.
Interception, picks one up, runs it back.
There you go.
Then you're in there. Listen,
for
Nick Bosa has had an unbelievable year. Like, this is, I mean, your second overall pick to start with. You're on this team. You're a Pro Bowler. And you're playing, coming back home to play in a Super Bowl in your first year when a lot of guys never get to play in a Super Bowl.
The only best thing to top it off, if they were training at St. Thomas, the 49ers. That'd be – I don't even know where the NFC's training. I think the AFC's at the Dolphins, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where that's going to be. Didn't it used to be just UM would get one team University of Miami would get one team and Dolphins would get the other? Anyway. What else you got, Woody?
All right, we go to high school basketball for this next one here, and there was an incident at Bronny James, who's LeBron's kid, an incident at his high school game. The game had to be stopped, and security was called out to remove a fan that threw a yellow starburst at James in the third quarter. It says yellow starburst or a piece of trash. They're both the same thing. Yellow starbursts are trash. So they had to stop the game, get the guy out of there.
Wait a second. I like starburst. You don't like
yellow starburst? Love starburst. Yellow starburst, you eat around them.
Is that why?
I don't like the idiots that throw them. Like, that's just the dumbest thing.
Yeah, that is dumb. But, yeah, you eat around the yellow starburst, don't you?
No, you eat them all.
Worst one. I'm not discriminatory.
Eat them all, man.
Well, they have packages that are all reds now. Have you seen those?
No, really?
Do they really?
They do. They have a bag.
Only you would know that. You go to check the candy up close like that. No.
And then one more story here, guys. Dave, do you know this guy David Levitt? He's in your same profession. He's a journalist.
Yeah, I know who he is. I don't know him.
Yeah, so he's like a professional D-bag. Anyway, so he goes into a Target and wants to buy an $89 toothbrush, one of the better toothbrushes you can buy.
Yeah.
There's a little display underneath it, and it's mismarked. It says one penny. It's a little price tag that says display, and it has a thing that says one penny on it. So the guy brings the toothbrush up to the front to check out, and to his shock, it rings up as $89. Now, he demands, because in Massachusetts, there's a law, if something's marked, well, they have to honor the price. So he demands that they sell him this $89 toothbrush for 1 cent. He proceeds to go on Twitter, puts pictures of the manager up there that he was fighting with, called the police to come out to the store. The police said that they would represent, that they would go to court with him and they would, act as witnesses for him, but he would have to sue Target if he wanted to get his toothbrush for $89. So anyway, there's a big thing on Twitter, and this lady was hashtag Target Tory was trending over the weekend. So the story ends with Target Tory getting $30,000 donated to her on a GoFundMe because people felt so bad for her because she had been berated by this guy in the store. And this guy got absolutely crushed for not getting his toothbrush. And he was complaining on Twitter. He said, I don't have enough money. I haven't had enough money to visit a dentist in 3 years.
What an ass clown.
So that was his reasoning behind this thing.
You can never win picking on the littles, right? That's just dumb.
For the life of me, and I do this because we've had people here at our radio station through the years that have had a bad experience and decide to go after the company and make sure that through social media they get to the corporate office. And I just don't get it, man. If you have a bad experience, why don't you go and talk to the manager? It's a lot easier, man. Go talk to the manager. Get your fat ass out of whatever car you're in and go in. Instead of go home and find out your order's bad, go back. Instead of do something. I just think it's cowardly and gutless, and you get people fired.
Well, he posted a picture of the woman as well, which is really just kind of a ridiculous move. But yeah, we've seen a lot of that.
Well, good people for try her. To humiliate. She came out on top. Good
yeah.
for,
yeah.
What, good for humanity. Good, that makes you feel better about humanity, right?
Yeah, I mean, but this guy sucks. David Levitt is his name. And by the way, if you see his picture on Twitter, he's the kind of guy you'd like to get in the ring with.
Oh, you're
like
on
he's
a
just
roll.
Got one of those beards that like
you're
covers his
roll,
mouth
man.
And everything.
This is bringing out the anger in Hollywood.
All right, you want to do something nice?
Yeah.
Let's give away some tickets here.
To what?
We have tickets to Nickelback, Stone Temple Pilots, and Switchfoot at I Think Financial Amphitheater on August 15th, 2020. Tickets are on sale at 10 a.m. this Thursday.
I want to be a rock star.
You want to sing?
No, sorry.
No, please.
I just
that's the cue to call
come
is Joe,
Joe
singing.
Go for it.
I want to be a rock star.
I have no idea if that's Nickelback, but caller five right now, 305-567.
I know it's not Zach Brown.
No. That's a cold beer on a Friday night.
305-567-0560.
There will be a lot of cold beers Friday night.
Caller number five right now, Nickelback, Stone Temple Pilots, and Switchfoot, I Think Financial, August 15th. Tickets on sale 10 a.m. this Thursday at Ticketmaster.com.
Dave, we're getting ready to get in the 8 o'clock hour. Hollywood, I need your help on this one. I'm torn. Because I'm trying, I want to do shows and not get personal with certain issues. And maybe that's just me, this PED thing, which has been around forever. And all these guys have been busted and have lied and steroids have been. And we even had Clemens saying his wife was taking them. How dare her trainer do that? And they weren't for him, they were for her. And Bonds, this guy was giving him stuff. He had no idea what he was giving him. He thought it was a B12 shot or something. So what are we going to do, man? It's that time of year again, the Hall of Fame. Bonds and Clemens, I get their numbers. There's a whole bunch of those guys that got numbers to get in.
Rafael Palmeiro.
All of them. Rafael Palmeiro was still trying to find him. He used to live down here. We don't know where the hell he is. He's somewhere in the middle of Montana. I'm just curious. Like,
I'm close to saying just let him in. I'm right on the edge there of just not fighting it anymore.
You don't let Pete in?
But I know –
can we just give some guys under the age of 70 some votes here? Like, I'm sick of all you crusty old guys. Like, you don't want to let any of these guys in.
What do you think, Hollywood? You say bring everybody in? Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, those guys were important to the game. Well, like, Barry Bonds was huge for me growing up. Like, he was the guy. He was the show. I understand he cheated, but come on.
You understand he cheated, but come on.
But he might have saved baseball, by the way, for a generation of people.
Stop the saving baseball.
Come on.
I always love when somebody saved baseball.
Why? That home run race was
great. McGuire and Sosa saved baseball. It was a great time what they did, but baseball was going to survive itself.
And you're so sure of that?
I'm not sure.
Because it's doing so well right now.
What they did, I caught all those games. They were on Game of the Week, and when they played against you, and we saw them hug and kiss and you know, showing their muscles and clapping for each other when they'd hit a 900-foot home run. Or was it 900 yards? Because they were hitting them a long way.
Longer than anybody had ever seen, and now we know why. And you, there's
what are you going to do?
Hollywood framed
young
the issue
people
perfectly.
Say, let them be,
you
let them be.
They cheated, but come on. Okay, now if you're the gatekeeper to the Hall of Fame. Okay, they cheated.
But you're
but
a grumpy
on.
Old man if you're on. Like, they broke the rules, they're not getting in. Grumpy old man. Carrot cake head.
I've always been an advocate for a cheater's wing at the Hall of Fame.
That'd be great.
Like, can't you do that? Just have like a little, like, you know, museums have wings.
I don't
like
think
put a wing in there.
I don't think they'd like to take their families to that when they get in. I just
call it the cheater's wing. But
big numbers.
That's sort of like the Pro Football Hall of Fame could have a they could have been a Dolphin quarterback wing. You know, it's guys they
really,
could
Dave?
Have taken.
Really, Dave? That was your creative thought today to bring.
That's painful to me, to you know, all the times I've seen that. But
you know, on that note, I'm going 8
Yeah, by the way, Barry's innocent. He didn't do anything.
All we know is Derek Jeter's in today, clearly today, right, when the vote comes out.
I'm wondering if Derek Jeter, when he does get in and he joins the Hall of Fame as a New York Yankee, one of the greats of all time, can he come back here and actually get out and start promoting his team? Or is he just
– I don't think that's
part
of his makeup.
Is he too big and that doesn't do that?
I don't think that's part of his makeup to be a marketing wing.
Because I can tell you, him going into Hall of Fame ain't selling tickets.
He ain't going to sell tickets here. It'll sell him in New York if he goes back there, but it's not going
to
sell him here.
All right, listen, we got to go to break here.
People are helping us on the text machine. Names for the wing, by the way. For the cheater's wing.
Oh, no, this is, yeah.
What do we got?
Well, this is sarcasm at its best right now. What do you got? What kind of, give me one before
we have,
you
we
go
have
to
a break.
Break
now.
All right, we got to go to break. 8 o'clock hour next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.